If the Food and Drug Administration grants emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, it's still not expected to significantly boost vaccine supplies right away.
We were surprised to learn that Johnson & Johnson was behind on their manufacturing.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. To be clear, Johnson & Johnson's vaccine has not yet received FDA's green light, though that is expected in a matter of days. But even so, White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients notes the company is expected to
deliver the full 100 million doses, which is required by contract by the end of June.
And he says the Biden administration is helping J&J with equipment and raw materials to boost production.
Yeah, I think they're in a better place now.
And if emergency use is approved,
we will waste no time getting this life-saving vaccine into the arms of Americans.
Ben Thomas, Washington.